Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
So those guys have just been chomping at the bit, and we're just going to pick up and roll. The offense can't lose a beat.
All right, so the Cardinals coming off that win against Tennessee, and that means in 5 years under Bruce Arians, the Cardinals have yet to lose two in a row at home. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily. But two of the last three are on the road, and the Cardinals are outside their comfort zone in another way. More injuries. Thing is, different names doesn't mean a different scheme.
You try to have players who can hopefully fill in the voids and then tailor it around them. You really can't have two offenses, one for this team and one for that team.
For example, left tackle. That's Will Holden. He is the fourth different starting left tackle this season for Bruce Arians. So how ready is the fifth-round rookie?
We'll find out. He got no more chances to not be ready, so he's going to be starting, and he better be ready.
And in the run game, the Cardinals are coming off a game where they're the first team in 2 months to rush for more than 100 yards against Tennessee, as Kerwin Williams ran bigger than his 5'8" frame.
The only thing I was focusing on was, you know, outworking the doubt, really. Outworking everybody's doubt in me. Everybody, you know, I feel like, you know, I've never been anyone's first pick. You know, I always pick myself first.
But in pass protection, well, Blaine Gabbert was sacked a season high 8 times. So how does the quarterback feel?
I'm fine. Legs feel good. You know, sacks are a part of the game. They're going to happen. But our line's been doing a tremendous job. And, you know, I got to find ways to get the ball out, get completions, and just not hold on to it. And
there's a lot at stake, right?
There's a lot at stake. You know, the health of your quarterback, the holes opening for the running backs, and getting those big plays and those positive yards.
Evan Bayham is your starting right guard again. While at center, A.Q. Shipley has defied the odds, started every game this year, and he only missed 2 snaps all of last year.
That's interesting. It's like deja vu from last year, but the good news is Bayham's played before and Will's played before, so it's at least familiar faces.
Is this an NFL season, or are you in an episode of Survivor?
Yeah,
I mean, what's going on?
That's exactly what it is, but it's my job to kind of be the glue right in the middle, and that's what I try and do every week.
Now, on the D-line, you have Corey Peters, the Cardinals' best run stuffer, coming off the high ankle injury and the nose tackle back at practice.
Got Corey back, and he looked pretty solid, so good start to the week, and looking forward to building as we get along in this week and make an East Coast trip and win one.
All right, and finally, how about the playoff chances? Mathematically possible, yes. Realistically feasible, not so much. But we'll leave you with Blaine Gabbert, because when you win, football is fun.
Just having the opportunity to be in the huddle with them, that's what I cherish, just having those conversations in the game, good or bad. You know, it's a fun group to be out there with.